Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number, and you would have seen this morning, and you'll see it on your news bulletins tonight. The Gardaí moved quickly after that wonderful story from Anne Lamb yesterday, that wonderful story of survival and rescue with Alan and his grandson, Evan. They spotted Anne being pulled into the Kamak River, which was in full spate, and dragged by the water into a culvert which brought the river under the M50, where she was trapped, complete darkness, trapped. Alan rang, he got the number of Clondalkin Garda Station, that's where he rang first, and obviously Clondalkin did what everyone does, dial 999 and get the fire brigade and that, but Clondalkin obviously raced to the scene, and they were there within minutes, two, a Garda car and a Garda van, and three of the Gardaí, you'll see on the news this evening, three of the Gardaí, Kieran, Brendan and Kira, they jumped into the water, one held the rope at one end and went into the complete darkness and rescued the stricken woman. And as she said yesterday, she was going to die. She thought she was going to die. And she was praying to her children who had already lost. And I see the Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy from Clondalkin Garda Station. He was in charge of the ceremony this morning, which was on in the park. And Anne was there with her dog and Millie, who can't swim. And the three Gardaí were there. It's a really moving story. And you can see it, the pictures. So thanks to Anne for coming on Liveline yesterday to tell us about it first. Now, are we back to normal in that Liveline are getting more calls about scams again? Now, I'm not referring to Dublin Mint. Dublin Mint are a completely legitimate and respectable company. Sorry, it's this scam I'm talking about. It's a mattress scam. Good afternoon. Who's on about the mattress? Michelle.
Hi.
Okay, what happened?
So basically, I have two daughters and I'm a single mum. I'm studying. I'm a full-time student. I completed a degree and I'm doing my master's. I'm nearly finished. And I'm raising two girls alone. And in March, they both needed two new beds. So uh-huh. I went on to Dundeal and there was a seller who has ads nationwide. And
okay.
He is selling beds with mattresses. So I got two beds for my girls.
Okay.
And this was in March, and one of the beds broke, so I was trying to get in touch with him.
So how do you collect the bed?
They were delivered.
By who?
By a driver, one of his drivers.
Okay, so you think it's a big operation?
Yeah, really big. Now, when the driver came, he was like a big man, quite aggressive. He was saying that he was up the north. He had been doing deliveries all around that day. He came to me late that evening. And he literally just kind of threw the beds at me. And I was like, how do I put them together or the headboards and stuff? And kind of just like didn't really care, you know. And like,
okay.
But then he said he wanted an extra €40 for one of the mattresses because it was orthopedic and insisted on it. And like, he was a big man. I was there with my two girls and I was like, right, okay. So I just handed it over to him.
So did you end up paying €540?
€520 I paid in total.
Okay, so the
two beds and two
okay.
Mattresses.
So I presume the mattresses looked new.
They looked new, yeah.
Okay.
And they had plastic covering the. The mattresses looked brand new, yeah.
Okay, so your two daughters were thrilled with their new beds. So what happened?
So one of the beds broke anyway. So I tried to get in touch with him, but with all the restrictions and everything like that, I just thought, you know, he wasn't answering his phone or he ceased trading, so that was fine. So my daughter, both my girls, they're one of their birthdays today and then the other one is tomorrow.
Okay.
But I was doing one of their rooms up and she couldn't sleep in the bed, it's so uncomfortable, the mattress. So I was actually going to swap her mattress with mine.
Okay.
And I was lifting the mattress and the whole thing just ripped open.
Right.
If that badly put together, like the springs are all, this is the supposed orthopedic mattress.
Yeah.
And it ripped open and there's this blue old mattress.
Oh,
like,
God.
You know, the old style mattresses? Like, you can't even get these
new
mattresses
anymore.
I know them.
Five boys in one bed and Catagreen and Ballyfermot with the buttons in them. Oh, don't bring me
and
back.
You wouldn't even you want to think what's on it.
You reckon what this fella is doing is getting old mattresses from wherever. Could be from a skip, from all you know.
He took our old mattresses.
Yeah, and so what he does, he brings them back. He puts a new topping on them, a new cover.
Yeah.
Then he wraps them in that expensive-looking plastic so everyone thinks it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And he sells them off again.
Yeah, I mean, like, the material that's over the mattress, it's not even soft. It's like a shiny, it's not even like a comfy material. Like you wouldn't even want to sleep on the mattress without a sheet on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's that shiny, horrible material anyway, what they're covering it in. But, like, you wouldn't know that. I mean, the driver just literally fires the mattress in and then he's gone.
So have you tried? Do you reckon, is this just a one-off operation? Why do you think it's nationwide?
Because he has ads that is, and it says on the ad, it's nationwide. He has an ad on Done Deal that covers Dublin, Cavan,
okay. Now,
Mead,
I don't want the full name. Does he trade as a company or an individual? We know it's a he. Does he trade as a company or an individual?
It's kind of like an individual.
Okay.
I'm not, yeah.
But does he have a Christian name and a surname on there?
Yeah, but on the bottom, on his contact details, he would, yeah.
Okay, and
He has like a little factory going.
Oh, yeah. Where?
I'm not sure where, because it's all nationwide, but
okay.
I think it's around Mead.
Okay.
Now, when I did speak
would the
to
initials
him, he
kind
of challenged me.
Yeah, okay. Would the initials of his name be PM? Don't give me his name. Okay, just PM. So anyone who's had dealings with a mattress, now there are legitimate PMs out there, but I won't give the full name because there's even more legitimate full name persons out there, if you follow me. Okay, but what are you going to do?
Well, I have been in touch with the guards, but he's not cooperating at all. He doesn't care that my girls are here left with two beds,
two dirty, filthy mattresses.
Yeah. And it's not fair, you know, like, I work really hard, like, trying to make a better life for myself and my girls, and they're here stuck with these disgusting beds, you know? Like, 520 euro isn't a lot to some people, but to me it is.
It probably isn't a lot to PM.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah. And he just took our old mattresses, and he's probably selling them on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Which is like, you can't be let. People can't do things like that. It's not fair.
No. By the way, when I have you there, by the way, 1857 15 815, Joe at rt.ie and 51551. Wash your hands. I just want to give people, because people are ringing us still about the Dublin Mint office. This has nothing to do with your story for a sec, Michelle.
Yeah.
It's pointed out they ran two separate advertising campaigns on RT Television. And RT Television told us the two campaigns, that were the Jim Fitzpatrick one, which is the reason why so many people are being reminded of their dealings with Dublin Mint, because there's a big push in the Jim Fitzpatrick set of coins, they call it, but they're medals. All RTE, all our advertising goes through a strict clearance procedure prior to broadcast to ensure that they adhere to all regularity and voluntary advertising codes. We've received no complaints or feedback in relation to these campaigns. Well, listen to Liveline over in the third floor and you might hear a few. You know, and the complaints aren't about the ad, in fairness. They're about what happened afterwards. So I suppose advertising wouldn't know anything about that. Now, the Dublin Mint office, this is from the Central Bank of Ireland. That megalith, that multi-million euro funded by the taxpayer and the banks in Trump Towers down on the Quays in Dublin. The Dublin Mint office is a private company entirely separate from and no connection to. We know that. Central Bank of Ireland. The Central Bank acts as the agent for the Minister of Finance as the sole body with statutory legal authority to issue legal tender in Ireland in the form of circulating and commemorative coins. The Central Bank, The Central Bank is engaged with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission and the Advertising Standards Authority. The ASA have absolutely no power except giving the bogey ad more advertising. The advertising stands authority to advise them that it has received a number of queries from members of the public concerning collector coins in relation to the Dublin Mint office. The queries show a level of confusion with regard to a perceived association by the Dublin Mint office of the Central Bank of Ireland by members of the public. That's what the Central Bank say. TG Cahir are running the ads at the minute. TG Cahir can confirm that an ad is running on TG Cahir for the Dublin Mint office. We are in contact with our advertising agency to investigate further. No spokesperson available. Now, what you have to do, you don't have to get onto the advertising agency, just Google it. Google the name Dublin Mint office and see that they were convicted in an Irish court of mis-selling and mis-marketing a number of years ago. We also have a statement from Heenahan PR, who are being paid by Dublin Mint office, as indeed RTE were for the ads, in fairness. Heenahan PR, we've asked again for another spokesperson because we have another slew of calls. People upset and lost money and want their money back. Heenahan PR say Dublin Mint office are again declining the opportunity from Liveline. Brilliant. God, that's a big client, that is. If they give the same line every day, no thanks. Okay, Michelle is still there. Michelle has been scammed by a fella called PM. That's what we're calling him. We don't on Dundeel. I want to know if other people have been scammed by him as well. But in the meantime, Mattress Mick has contacted us. Mattress Mick, good afternoon, Mick.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I nearly called you Mattress there. have you heard of this practice before, Mick?
Yes, I have, Joe. It's not as common now as it used to be.
Okay.
It is something that has been happening in the industry, which kind of shocks us all. It's a horrible thing to do for somebody to recover an old mattress and sell it as new.
It's unhygienic. Probably probably disease and bugs in it. Unhealthy, unhygienic, immoral, unhealthy and unhygienic, to say the least.
It is. It's all of those things plus more. Like, it's just totally wrong. Because, you know, a mattress has to be, nowadays, kept clean, fresh, and, it has to be right. But this is a horrible thing people are doing. Now, I haven't heard of it lately, I must admit, but I know it goes on, or did go on.
Okay.
And for a girl like Michelle to be stuck like that is really, really not nice.
For the two girls, it's the birthdays today and tomorrow.
Yeah, she seems to be doing her best and for her family. And to get scammed like that by an unscrupulous PM is to me very, very, very wrong.
Thank you. Like it's so wrong. You know, people can't be allowed to get away with stuff like that, you know.
And you know, you mentioned earlier, Michelle, that you thought, did the pandemic, did the lockdown help this scammer?
Well, I tried to contact him because my daughter, whose birthday is today, the youngest one, her bed broke. So I was trying to contact him about that.
Yeah.
Because the two beds, like, they're absolutely useless, and he just wasn't answering his phone. And then I didn't see the ad online. It's the ad that I bought from online, but all the ads have gone back up now. So they're all back up. And I have reported all of the ads saying what they've done, but they're still up online.
So he's back advertising?
He's back advertising and he's back selling as well.
So, Mick, do you reckon they took away Michelle's old mattresses?
Yes.
Do you reckon they just take them away and recover them and sell them to another unsuspecting customer? They take their mattresses, recover them.
That's what I think happens, Joe. They bring them to a facility and they will take off, maybe in some cases they would take off the fabric if it was very, very badly stained and just recover it with new mattress cover. But more than likely, they would just take the mattress and recover it with fresh fabric.
Okay, excuse my stupidity in this question. Mick, you might have to lie down on one of your beds with the stupidity of this question. But what's the most expensive part of the mattress? In the manufacturing of it?
Well, the springs would be very, very important.
Okay.
And they would be, they're the structure of the mattress. And then what is around the springs, you've got PU foam, you've got memory foam, and all different types of material. But the main thing is the springs.
That
determine the comfort of the mattress, or the support.
Would that be 50% of the...
It would be, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
And the rest of it would be... the other 50 between the filling and the fabric.
So that's so he's making a killing, this fella, PM.
Well, he certainly is, but he's also very, very wrong. Like, money's one thing, but where is the justice in what he's doing? There's none.
Exactly.
Absolutely none.
Okay, and you want to make an offer to Michelle, Nick?
Yes, Michelle. I sell Irish quality made mattresses, and I would like to offer you two mattresses free of charge.
Thank you so much.
Fresh mattresses. We can get your details later on, and we will deliver them. We'll take away the old mattresses and dispose of them. What we do with old mattresses, when we do take them back, we have them recycled by an accredited recycling facility. So that's what I will do for you, Michelle, because you seem to be in,
Well done on the last day.
Thank you so much. That's an incredible offer.
The last
I
Friday.
Really appreciate that.
Now, Mick, Michelle, when you went to the Gardaí and reported it, what did they say? Did they say we'd sleep on it and come back to you?
Oh, no, they're trying to get in touch with him and, he's not... This seller isn't cooperating at all.
I'm wondering, is Mick, do we need his mattresses as evidence?
Well, I won't be keeping them, Joe. Like,
I know,
as soon
I know.
As they come back to us, we're just going to get rid of them.
But maybe ask
Michelle to take photos of them, perhaps.
Michelle, maybe say to... We tweeted the photograph on Joe at Joe Liveline and at RTE Liveline. Have a look at them there. But maybe ask the guard, you don't want to hold on to those ganky, skanky mattresses.
No.
Stay there, Michelle. Where is Padder? Padder, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you doing?
51551, wash your hands. Your daughter got caught as well.
Yeah, she got caught as well, Joe. She bought one of these mattresses. They're supposed to be, they call them 2000 pocket sprung mattresses. And she bought it off them anyway, and she took it in, and the same crack with the driver, couldn't get it in the front door quick enough.
Right.
But, Joe, the base is no better. They're covering the tops of the bases with cardboard.
Right, my God.
Keep the cardboard on top of the bases, like, it's crazy. Like, it's going on in a good few counties now, I know of.
And how does the company operate? Are they on Done Deal?
They're on the Facebook as well. They're setting up pages on Facebook and they're getting the reviews on Facebook. And when the bad reviews start to come in, they're deleting the posts or deleting the pages and reposting again.
Right.
No. This bed was supposed to be super grey. It was just a grey headboard and. But it's like the headboard cut off at above already. It's crazy.
That's the same as ours as well. The beds have completely just broken as well. Both of our beds.
Yeah. It's not on now. What's going on? She paid from $325 or $330 in the bed.
And that's what she lost. Did she try and get her money back?
You can't, Joe. Okay. I mean,
but how did she find out that the mattress was bogey?
Because it sagged in the middle. It all went down in the middle.
After a couple of days or whatever,
it went down in the middle, like. So, I don't know, it's going on in the country, like, but Mick was right there, but then they're picking up a lot of the old mattresses when they do the delivery. Taking them back, recovering them, sending them out again. Like, it's crazy, like, what's going on.
Okay, that's Padder,
thanks. Can I ask a question here, Joe?
Yes, Mick, yeah.
Michelle, you got your mattresses, was there a label of any description on the mattress?
None.
Wait, that's the giveaway. I mean, every mattress should have a label.
Sure, giveaway.
If anybody going forward to purchase a mattress without a label, there's something wrong.
Okay, good point. Well, does everyone in every reputable mattress company in the country call itself Mick? There's Michael Bourne. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And what's the name of your mattress company?
Well, Joe, we spoke before about this very same issue about 18 months ago.
Okay.
We're in Longford. We trade as Big Mickey Dahaye.
Yeah.
You might remember we spoke at length about 18 months ago about this very same problem, and it's still alive and going very, very well for these guys.
And so, does the initial P, don't give me a name now. I'll bring you up today. The initial and the scammer that got Michelle, the initial on his ad was P, not the initial, his name had the initials PM. Would that ring a bell? No.
You see, these guys are all over Facebook and different, and what they do is exactly that. They get the old mattresses. I opened two that was sold in a market in Longford some time ago. It must be over a year ago now, and was all like cigarette burns, urine, and even worse. I won't even mention here now.
God,
so
yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible problem. So it is, but it's. People, as you said the last time, Joe, when we spoke, if you buy in a shop, you can go back to the shop.
Yeah, good point.
And that is the case, like, but... and also, too, they don't give any receipts. Like,
mattress maker,
they're talking to you, when we sell a mattress, we're caught for 23% of the price of it for VAT.
Of course, it's just tax evading as well,
These guys, no receipts, cash, don't take credit cards, checks or anything like that, and it's a win-win because it costs them something like €3 to €5 to cover these mattresses.
Yeah.
Would that be true in your case, Michelle? No receipts, cash?
Yeah, the driver was so aggressive that he actually scared one of my daughters.
What do you mean?
He was roaring and shouting, and he was giving out about his boss, and then he was demanding that he had the extra money, and he was so aggressive to me in the house, handed him the 40 euro just to literally get him out, you know, because he's about 6'3", and he was firing in the mattresses, and like he was saying that he had been up the north, he had gone to all these different counties delivering beds, and when I looked into the, he was saying, "You're not going to help me." He was trying to make me like lift out the beds and everything with him. When I looked into the truck, it was full of mattresses. Where he's taking the mattresses.
There was two mattresses, Joe, that I know an old lady, she was in her 80s that got.
Okay.
There again, they badgered her at the door to buy them. And when the son came home that evening, he didn't rightly know who we got them off, and they were ringing around everyone. So they rang our other sister company, Dublin Beds, and they were able to help him, no more than like what mattress make them there. They done something for her, for the lady to help her out. But the beds that they sold, or the mattresses sold, were like a king size bed, and all the woman wanted was double. So they'll throw in anything in your door, take your money, and go.
And run.
You know.
Okay.
Joe, I'd like to give that lady there some nice bedding, duvets and pillows and that there as well.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We'll sort that out for her as well. Okay.
Oh well, that's fair. That's very
thank
generous.
Thank you so
that's
much.
Michael
I
Bourne.
Really appreciate that.
Michael is the founder of BigMickey.ie and Mattress Mick, who we all know. Lots of shops, as Michael, as you said, the shops are the place.
A lot of Michaels and Mickeys in this game.
Oh my God! Can we turn off my microphone for what I'm about to say next? Anyway, yeah, there sure are, Mick, and they're not in the shops. The ones we're thinking about. Okay,
yeah.
Padder, thanks,
thank
Michael
so
Bourne. Michelle, what age are your girls today and tomorrow?
Today, one is 12 today, and one is 14 tomorrow.
Okay. That's a great coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I was due the 30th of June with the both of them.
Oh, well, yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle, look after yourself and your lovely family. Okay, and we'll
give you all your details
to the two lads, Mattress, Mick Flynn and Mick Bourne. 51551, wash hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
The Central Bank have been on to say they're very upset with me by saying that they were funded by the taxpayer. They're not funded by the taxpayer. You are funded by the taxpayer indirectly because you're funded by a levy that you put on every financial institution, which you have the legal, not you are the sole legal agency to do so, but you're funded by a levy on the banks, and the banks are paid for lock, stock and barrel with exorbitant interest rates, the highest in Europe, by the Irish taxpayer. And that's the gist of the point. But I do take the point, you don't get your new offices down on the keys, the Golden Towers, the Trump Towers weren't funded directly by the taxpayer. There'd be uproar anyway, but you're funded by the bank levy that you collect and are entitled legally to collect. But that's fine. But do something about the Dublin Mint Office, will you? There's enough of you down there. People are being Pastors, I can't use that word. Older people, and that's what we discovered all week. Every one of our callers, without exception, that got call after call after call, invoice after invoice after invoice, final letter after final letter after final letter, legal letter after legal letter after legal letter, red top letter after red top letter after red top letter from the Dublin Mint office. Every one of those numerous people, and there's more of them today, that got these demands from the Dublin Mint office, were older people. And some of them were very vulnerable people. One man in his 80s got an invoice for €46,000. Jamie, have we got that clip still? Just remind people how the Dublin Mint office operate before we move on. The Central Bank haven't done anything about them.
So before coming on the phone to you, I actually listened to all the call recordings back from that day, just to double check. Like I said, it was all fully agreed. He said, look, I'm more than happy. He asked for the exact price and what the, you know, to send the cheque in. And then we said, look, that's fine if you want to keep those goods and no further contact, but that's fine.
So let me clarify then. You're saying that last week he confirmed that he was quite happy to pay €47,000. Pardon?
It's with a discount. So it would have been €46,000 with a discount. And management have listened to that also as well, sir.
And what's
the senior account management?
So what's the net amount that he was happy to pay?
€46,000, sir.
€46,000.
He was listening to the call, and he was saying that he was going to write the cheque and send it in straight away, sir.
That's extraordinary.
More than happy to keep the goods, sir.
That is extraordinary. Well, listen, when I get this, when my dad gets it and we get it, this label, we will send these coins back to you straight away. Do you require the invoices as well?
Yes, everything, sir.
Right. And is there anything else he has to do?
No, just keep the proof of postage, sir.
Well, he'll be sending it by registered post, so it'll be valued at this valuation you've given in your invoices, because we assume this is what you're claiming it's worth.
That's correct, sir.
And how much will that be to send it back to you?
Free of charge, sir.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. And I assume you've read the email. He doesn't want any more dealings or merchandise or anything.
Yeah. From that's fine. Just obviously advise him not to call up as well then, sir. Obviously vice versa, because he'd obviously been calling in to order coins as well, sir.
Well, you can be assured that he will not be phoning you again. Thank you.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's not a problem, sir.
Right. Bye-bye.
And then remember when Carl went back to the post office, he was told there, you send him back free of charge. Remember, he's going back to the post office, and older people are walking back to the post office being told that the value of the goods they've been sent is, in Carl's father's case, €46,000. He's walking over to the post office, trembling, I'd say, at the prospect. Then the post office don't insure coins in the post. Okay, so that means that the poor man, and there's a number of poor women as well this week, they go over to the post office. By the way, they had to pay to post it back. And despite what he said. But you're putting, what you're told is 46 grand worth of coins in the post. So if they go missing, they'll hit you for the bill. And how many people came on this week and were told by Dublin Mint, oh, you never sent back the coins, we didn't get them. Here's another invoice. Here's a final letter. Here's a legal letter. Let's talk to Ian White. Ian, good afternoon. And Wayne White Art and Collectibles, yeah. Auctioneers and Valuers, long-standing business in Dublin, where art is valued highly and properly and fairly. Ian, have you heard about this crowd, Dublin Mint?
We've come across them, yeah. Okay. They've been around for a while now, and we've had some people coming in with things they bought off them, wanting to sell them in our auctions, and most of the time they're not worth selling, but some of them are. And we've had. You know, the actual resale price of some of these things is a lot less than their retail price.
So, in terms of being, they're not for trading.
No, I think people get mistaken about these things because they associate the word coins and metals with an investment or something that's worthwhile. Really, what this company is selling and others like it are selling, they're selling some kind of souvenir or a piece of art or something. It's an ornament, the best thing, or a confection, as we call it. But some of them are very attractive. Some of them are very well designed. Some of them are not, but and they look nice. But I think some people are under the false impression that they're buying them as an investment. And we've had a couple of instances of older people my age now, who you may retired. They have a few bob from their pension or whatever. They're buying them maybe for their grandchildren, and they shouldn't be buying them as an investment. They should be buying them if they enjoy them. I don't want to own them.
And the ones, if anyone comes into you, has anyone come into you saying, I want to sell my collection, I spent X amount on it?
I mean, one instance was an elderly gentleman who his life savings he put into them, he put €16,000.
Oh my God.
I know, quite a lot. And he needed to sell them to raise some money, and the most we could get an auction was €4,000. So he took a loss of 75%. And that would be typical of a lot of the material. Now, some of the material is made out of real gold, and in those pieces, they might be a higher price on them. But, like, for instance, I mean, I see they're selling a Pope Francis medal in gold. Now, there's 8 grams and it's 9 carat. Now, gold is very high at the moment. So, an ounce of pure gold would be worth €1,573 today. But if you worked out the gold content of this medal, it's only €150, and they're charging €460 for it. Now, having said that, that's not too bad. I suppose that's a third of the price. But then you've got to remember they have to design it and market it. Half the price they sell goes in the marketing and the packaging. It's a bit like your Easter egg.
By the way, that incident in Glasgow, BBC are now reporting that 3 people are believed to have died by stabbing. In an instant in a Glasgow City Centre hotel, just I mentioned it earlier. Anyway, that puts a lot of things in perspective. But anyway, let's deal with the issues that are in front of us at the moment. Anne in County Meath. Anne, how did you get involved with Dublin Mint Office?
Well, I saw they were advertising a collection to do commemorating the War of Independence.
Okay.
So the first coin was one of the Garden of Remembrance. So I got that one, and it says the inscription on it is "Remember their sacrifice," and it came with a certificate of authentication. I then got a phone call from them asking if I wanted to continue with the collection, and so I thought it would be nice to have. So the second one arrived, and I can't remember whether I think it might have been the one commemorating the men, but the certificate of authentication it says on it, it states on the back of this medal. And what it said it stated was not what was on the medal.
Okay.
What it said on the certificate was the same as the certificate for the Garden of Remembrance. So I rang to query this because I felt it was invalid. How can something be authenticating if it's got a different inscription on it? And I couldn't get a response from them. After being on hold for ages, there was an option for them to call back. They obviously never called back. The second, or the, a letter arrived saying I was in arrears. I tried contacting them again. I wrote back to them saying, I'm querying, this is why I haven't paid, I'm querying this, can you give me a response? I didn't get anything. The third medal arrived, and further letter saying I was in arrears. And then I got a phone call from them, and I explained my issue to the gentleman I was speaking to, who wasn't able to explain to me why the certificates were not matching the coins.
Okay.
So I said, fine, okay, I don't want to go ahead with this. I'm cancelling. I'll return everything to you. Now, I didn't wait for, there was supposed to be an envelope, whatever else, but I just sent everything back. I had sent them in the letter saying things to them, like, look, if your customer service was as good as your debt collection, you know, we might be able to get someplace. But in the end, I just kept receiving stuff from them, and I kept returning them. And writing to them saying, don't send me any more. It went on for about 6 months. But I was, it was disappointing that I couldn't even get an answer as to why certificates and coins weren't matching.
Okay. And stay there, Jane. Can we do this again for so long? But people are entitled to be heard, and especially people and older people and money. James Daly, you're talking about your father who's in his 70s. What happened with Dublin Mint Office? You there, James? You there for me, James? Is John Lee there? You're there, James. Okay, tell me what happened to your dad.
So they send out coins posing as an official organisation, right, under Dublin Mint Office.
Yeah.
And you get a free coin, it's like one per household. So they try and associate themselves with the government. So yeah. I've seen actually an article on the Irish Times like 2 years ago where the Central Bank of Ireland actually reported them to the central authorities.
We mentioned that earlier. Are you on speakerphone, James?
No.
Okay. I think it was the Sunday Times. John Bourne's on the Sunday Times has been on this along with us for a long time, but like us getting nowhere. But anyway, so you complained to the Central Bank.
Well, so I wrote to the advertising standards. They didn't get back to me, but I found the group company. It's a Dutch company, and I found their annual report.
Good man.
And when I was, because I try and call them direct, absolutely useless, right? So they're designed around not picking up the phone. So then I included the chief operating officer in all of the emails, and I included the managing director for Ireland and the UK, and then finally they came around to sort it out. But actually,
how much did they say your dad owed, James?
They were trying to say that there was like 10,000 euro owed. They were trying to go to court. These letters were continuous.
And then I'm trying to think of your dad. As we heard yesterday, people when they see those letters coming in the door, they get an awful fright. They get an awful fright to be told at his age that he owes 10 grand. Anyway, James, thanks indeed. Mind yourself. 5155 and Ian White as well. Ian, thanks indeed. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And remember, Comic Relief tonight, led by the wonderful Deirdre O'Kane, starts at 8 o'clock. You'll have all the details on all the RT sites, the hashtag, how you make donations. It goes on for at least 3.5 hours. So best of luck to Deirdre and Jennifer and Nikki and all the Baz, all the gang involved there tonight. Especially best of luck to Rats from the wonderful, wonderful series Paths to Freedom, which got me through the lockdown. I watched it about 12 times each episode. He's reappeared. Rats has reappeared. And is, I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm sure that'll be on after 10 o'clock if it's as topical and as rude and as racy and as brilliant as any of the Past the Freedom series. It'll be very funny. So that's Comic Relief tonight on RTE between 8 and beyond, infinity and beyond. Best of luck, Deirdre, and all the crew. And it all goes to charity. Every single cent goes to charity, which is wonderful. John Lee, Dublin Mint Office, how have they affected you? You are a legitimate seller of coins and different things.
Yes,
is that correct?
Sure.
Yes. How do you know
yes,
of this?
Sure, yeah.
Have you heard of Dublin Mint Office?
Oh, yeah. I've been aware of them for quite some time. Like our business, Lee Brothers, we're nearly 8 years in business, but our main business is producing medals for sports and for universities and colleges and schools and all that sort of stuff. But occasionally, when there's a big historic event, we'll branch out and do a collection of some sort. So we did one in 2016, and it was during 2016 that we started receiving calls, mostly from elderly people who had seen our ads, which were in independent newspapers.
Okay.
They just saw 1916 medals, probably thinking that we were Dublin Mint because they had received 1916 medals from them.
Okay.
And a lot of them were quite distressed. You know, they were trying to contact the call center to talk about bills that they'd had and threatening letters that they'd had. And what I don't want to take away from the distress that's been caused to them, it does affect the reputation of everyone in the sector because, you know, people would probably be quite reluctant to sign up for anything. I mean, when we do it, there's no follow-on. You buy the product if
and
you
that's
like it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. Like, we don't go after people. We never contact people afterwards. If they contact us, that's fine, you know. But, it's not good.
Yeah, but who was telling me? Hang on. No, somebody was telling me earlier that that type of selling is... Anyway, we won't go into it at this stage. It's getting too murky in one sense from our end. People are so upset at this stage that they're... liable to say anything in it legitimately, but they are a legitimate company, we've been told, and they have advertised
RTE.
And they are currently advertising on TG Cahir. They're taking their money and they're currently employing Heenahan PR, one of the biggest and most reputable PR companies in the country, and they're taking their money as well. And all we've asked for is just one single human voice from Dublin Mint office. They're based somewhere.
And nobody's coming on.
No, well, the only voice we heard was the man that was on the phone with Carl Martin when he said his grandfather had said he was going to send him a cheque for €46,000, and nobody batted an eyelid. €46,000 the man was going to send to them. Kevin, Kevin Phelan.
Yes, Joe.
What happened to you?
Well, basically, I had a number of coins and medals from the Dublin Mint office, and I never had a problem in the beginning.
Okay.
And then I went for the one for the Garden of Remembrance.
Yeah, cool. Which one? The Garden?
I had a choice, Joe, of two medals. I had the free one, which I just paid for the postage on, or I had I could get the gold plated one, which I went for.
But hang on, Kevin, say, I know they did one for the papal visit last year. They had nothing to do with the papal visit. They didn't pay. They didn't.
Well, I think, if I can remember, this one came up on RTE television, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I rang the Dublin Mint office.
Yeah.
I told them what I wanted. So as soon as I rang, she said, we have the gold plated one, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, I go for that one.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks went by, and I finally got the medal, and I was very, very happy with the medal.
Uh-huh.
And the morning I got it from the postman, I went down to my local post office, which is about 400 or 500 yards down the road from me here in Barry Street in Waterford.
Uh-huh.
And I paid the bill in the post office.
Yeah.
Got my receipt, came back up, and I said, right, that's it, end of story. I was happy with the medal.
Right.
A couple of weeks later, I got a bill from the Dublin Mint office telling me that I was in arrears and I hadn't paid. And if I didn't pay up within so many days, that there was going to be interest added to the account. So I rang him up and I finally got through to somebody and said, yeah, I've paid this bill. That'll be okay. Thanks very much. End of story, phone went dead.
Mm-hmm.
So a few weeks later, I got another letter.
Ah.
And it was basically the same way.
And was there red ink on this letter?
The last one I got was red ink on it. And it was a case of...
Dublin Mint can't produce a spokesperson, but my God, they can produce red ink, can't they?
By the
gallons, by the tanker load, they have it.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing was, I said, here, I'm not having this. I rang the Dublin Mint office.
Yeah.
And I was ringing. I didn't get any answer from the phone, but I kept that. I'm a stubborn old so-and-so in a statue.
Yeah, good man.
So that was fine. Eventually, I managed to get through. I couldn't understand one bloody word that the lady I spoke to was saying.
Yeah.
So I said, look, can you get somebody? He said, yeah. I said, I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Okay.
That was it. End of story. Put the phone went dead.
Yeah.
So I wasn't giving in. I rang back again.
Right.
No answer. I rang back again later in the evening and I got this. A man answered me.
Yeah.
So I said, right, I said, explain this to him what it was all about. Well, he said, according to our records, he said, we haven't received payment. Well, I said, how come? I said, I have the receipt here in front of me, I said, in black and white. And I said, I'm not talking about the black and white minstrel show either. Well, he said, we have no record of it. Well, I said, right, I said, Tim back your ear, saw me, good man. I said, and I will tell you. I said, exactly what's written on the receipt.
And did he pin back his ears?
Well, I hope he did. Because anyway, I said, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Am I through to a call centre?
Yeah.
Or am I through to an office in Ireland?
Yeah.
He said, we are operating, he said, from Llanelli in Wales.
Okay.
Now, Joe, I know Llanelli like the back of my hand for the simple reason I spent 53 years as an international driver.
Wow. Okay.
Now, I was fine. I said, no, right, I said. I put it in very blunt language to you. I said, no, fair to say it.
Right.
I said, if I get another one of these records, I said,
yeah.
You will not be hearing from me, I said, you'll be hearing from my solicitor.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I said, as far as I'm concerned, I said, stuff your letters. I said, where Jack stuffed the rusty shilling, and I hung the phone up. hand. End of story.
What is that, a Waterford phrase where Jack stuck the rusty shilling?
Yeah, it is actually.
Is it? I won't ask any more questions about where that came from. Okay, and did Jack stuck the Reese or whatever his name was?
I seem to have worked because that was the end of it. I didn't get any more
rules. Good man. I tell you, Kevin, you'd be a great advocate for people. You know, when people are ripped off, they get on to you and say...
I've traveled half around the world as a truck driver.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to stand up for myself. I was also in the army many years ago. I had to learn to fight my karma.
Good man, Kevin. Well done.
And quite frankly, I'm just a stubborn old back. Let's put it that way, Joe.
Ah, you're great. You're great. I love you.
I won't let anyone walk over me.
Yeah, no, don't let anyone. That's what really upsets me about the Dublin Mint office. The vast majority of people. Yeah, okay.
I'm 73 now, but by Christ, I'm not going to let anyone walk over me.
Yeah, good man, Kevin. Pin back your ears. Everyone thinks you're brilliant, Kevin.
Oh, by the way, I'll tell you what, there's one thing. If you happen to be speaking to Geraldine from Inish Man again, go down to the chemist and get a big bottle of cop on.
You're very hard. She's a lovely woman. Okay, 51551, Nick DeLava.